So everybody is on the move and everyone is in a state of readiness. So we're all ready to receive our divine appointment. We're all ready to move into that accelerated presence. And so what happens is it's almost like, oh gosh, you know, like imagine you're helping a child walk further into the water to get used to the deeper water in a pool. Or you're helping someone learn how to bicycle and you're right in front of them. It's like they will just keep directing traffic and they will keep sort of moving the benchmark, moving the post that you're used to attending to in steady increments. And that was like the daily message that they just shared, that I just posted, is in steady increments. So we honestly don't want to totally move into a new vibrational stance overnight if we're not ready to align with that, because it would just cause helter-skelter. So it's just like steady increase. So as I'm arriving, it's just an opportunity for each of us to be aware that each day upon arising, to look forward to the new approach, to look forward to the new transmission of acquittal, because that's actually what we're doing. We're forgiving ourselves. And so as we work with all of the imagery, all of the illusionary material we will call our normal, typical, everyday life, we have opportunity to understand ourselves better, to understand a higher approach, to understand how to absolve ourselves, how to rid ourselves of all this fear-based mentality, because really it's from the mind. And so as we move into this high state of awareness, as we move into this higher performance value, there are going to be opportunities to keep expanding. So life is never, ever, ever going to remain the same. So anyone wanting there not to be change, wrong planet, because life is ever evolving as we keep evolving. And so it's not really, they want me to explain this. What is evolving in essence is you. Your understanding of yourself, what focus you're relying upon, is you're relying upon your belief of yesterday, as you're relying upon your linear story, you're out of alignment with the truth. And so they want me to share this. And of course, now I'm ready to bring forth the transmission. But I share this in the group, in my meetup group, and it's worth repeating. So the other day, my laptop crashed, and I lost all my pictures. I may have a flash drive somewhere, maybe not. But what they brought forth to me is the awareness of it's no longer needed. What was on there are pictures of my son's childhood, pictures of those that have crossed over, loved ones, furry loved ones, and all that. So all that, poof, gone. So at first, my linear self was attached. I was like, oh my gosh, this is not so good. But very, very quickly, my higher self got it. Because if everything is in the present, if it's all in the now moment, to rehearse the drama, to keep like combing your attachment to this timeline that's illusionary is really in disservice of your true awakening. Because the awakening is to realize that we are already in bliss. We are already in beyond that state of confinement. So attending to the linear doesn't mean you don't get to enjoy your loved ones, but feeling like that is all that has to do with reality is missing the divine appointment. It's missing the opportunity to at last receive your wholeness, to at last receive your true awareness. And so that is the offering that's coming forth. And so they're inviting me to share with you, it's a teaching day, I guess. How long it took me, no, they're correcting me. It's not how long it took me, it's how long it took us. How long it took us to arrive at that new platform of awareness, to arrive at that new platform of allowance, to arrive at that new platform of experiential delight. Because as I was receiving that higher invocation, that higher allowance, that higher receptivity, in fact, all of us were. So it's sort of like graduation day, that as we receive, this is a joint effort. There's really no, Nicole, you're all dreaming this aspect of your own self. And so we are the ones on the move. We are the ones in acceleration. We are the ones saying yes to our new advanced status. And they're using advanced kind of loosely, because it's advanced just in terms of it's new to us. But as we will just kind of shake our tail feathers, in fact, it's us long forgotten. So it's coming back into reunion. It's coming back into reacquaintance, reacquainting ourselves with our gifts. And this is what they're offering us today, is to remember our gifts. To remember that when you look at one that has extraordinary powers, whether they bring forth light language, whether they heal, whether they have psychic abilities, they can see phenomena, whatever has gotten your attention, remember that the reason you have called that forth to notice that one is to reintroduce you to an aspect, to a timeline of your own acquaintance. In other words, you're remembering your own holy self. You're remembering your own holy self. It's very important at this time, because as we're moving up spiritually, to release this belief in separation, that someone has something I don't. It's impossible. You're dreaming that someone. You're dreaming them. So it's impossible. It's very easy, they're saying, for us as like these spiritual nomads to bring our linear belief system into our spiritual protocol. Does that make sense? So in other words, we're growing, we're evolving, and yet we bring forth the way we see things from that old linear lifestyle. That's what needs to break off. That's like where we literally cut ties. So it was like they were breaking me off from all my past pictures. I have like one or two on my cell phone. It's so funny. But they're breaking me off because they're like, you're entitled. You're entitled to all of it. You're entitled to the truth. And so this is what is being offered to each of us, for us each to grow into that awareness of entitlement. So they're asking us to bring in all of those beautiful energies, all of the channelers, the healers, the masters, all that we pronounce as ones that know, those that are in the know, those that are in the flow, those that have arrived, and to receive that as aspects of our own divinity. So let's take a moment and do that, to receive our own divinity, to receive our light, to receive our powers, to receive our good pleasures, to receive our holy advancement. And as we do this, we should be feeling energetically in whatever way, and if you feel nothing, you're receiving it. But the more that we hold that intention to feel, what we're doing is we're holding the intention to receive. We're holding the intention to receive, and I literally see the chakra system in alignment. So if you can just remember, like, your chakras, literally there's light. It's all being lit. It's all being lit in this receivership of the partnership of your true self. Okay, so now the next stage is to receive. Let us bring in all of the goddesses, all of the deities, all of those that we treasure. We may have them on our altar. We may read their channeling. We may pray to them at night in holy reverence. To bring them in and bring forth a platform of equality. So as they are gathered to support you now, they want you to look at your feet in psychic vision and recognize that we're all standing in partnership. We're all standing in community. So as we have, some of us have dreamed about living in spiritual community, whether it's a gathering in a neighborhood or something even more formal and pronounced, we enjoy that thought of gathering our resources, gathering our spiritual intention, because it brings forth that empowerment. It brings forth the awakening, and we somehow intuitively know that's the answer, because otherwise we're still dreaming up separation. So we intuitively know as we gather together, we rise, right? And so as we bring in these different masters, these different deities, They're asking us now to receive them as aspects of our own divine self. Kali, Mother Mary, Lakshmi, Medicine Buddha, whoever graces your presence, to welcome them as an aspect of your own true vision, of your own true desire to claim your divine presence. And to receive that now. And now to bring forth the angelic community, to bring forth angels, and whatever angels you are aware of, that you treasure, that you admire, that you welcome in for healing, for advice, for support, to recognize and receive the angelic community as an aspect of your own angelic presence. To remember who you are. To remember that you are here in communion with them to serve the divine, to serve the light. To remember your true nature. To anchor it in. And receive that now. And for any that have loved ones that have already transitioned, whether they be in the human form or in the furry kind, to bring them in, to include them in this circle of transformation, to bring forth their energetic presence, to realize that there is no separation between your communion, between your hearts, between the messages that can be sent and received. That there is no separation between the support that perhaps you enjoyed having on the physical that is now going to be received in another manner. So they're saying, remember how I was receiving the messages last time we met at one level? I went there, just like we would go to the physical, look for our loved one, and nothing there. The physical body, not there. My messages were not there. So I had to open up, and as I was opening up, we all together were extending ourselves, opening ourselves up to the light, and moving into a higher vibrational occurrence. That is the way we all together brought through the messages of the day. And so we ask you now to receive your loved ones through your heart chakra. So instead of receiving them through the touch of the body or through the physical ear, if you like to call them, you are now going to reach out and touch another, as they say, through the heart. And so, just as there was a pause to open up to this advantage, which is how you brought forth the messages quite beautifully and accurately, there was a pause. The channeler stopped, realized she needed to open up a bit more to allow herself to realize there's no separation between where she was and where we decided to hold our ground. So we decided to no longer come down to meet her. She had to find us. Well, in like kind, your loved ones are not coming into the physical you will have to find them through other means. Now, this is timely because as you will seek, you will find, and you will realize that all are connected through love. So as you find your loved ones and connect with them energetically through love, you will find this a very helpful tool, because this is how you're going to connect to every seemingly body that you still identify as separate to you. They are separate from me. They are arguing a different point in this particular situation. I strongly disagree with them. They are separate. They are not my brother. They are my enemy. You see? So, 3D all the way to the very end, to the very bitter end. This is a choice. What we are teaching you, what we are training you, is to harmonize with the truth of your being. That love will take you there. Love will end the wars. But you are not waiting for the wars to end outside of you. That is the riddle. This is a dream of consciousness, of your consciousness. So the love to end the war, those that want peace, the love to end the arguments, those that don't want conflict, the love will take you there. It will take you there, but you must learn how to harness it. You cannot just write peace and love, and continue to transmit from a place of separation, identity. We do not criticize, we just suggest you start elevating your awareness, your ideas, your focus. There is great opportunity in this grouping. Those here in the physical, those listening later, great opportunity. This is why we welcome you so strongly, in such earnest to get started in recognizing your powers. You are not without power in any moment. But when you serve the lower mind, you will feel powerless. So we teach you. We come up with tricks. We are smart. Start with your loved ones. It is easy when you have a strong motivation. I'm not very motivated to talk to the person on the other side of the table I do not like. But my loved ones, for the most part, you like them, you love them. And so a bit of communication, a bit of remembrance, the comfort. This is the carrot on the stick that will lead you home. The deities, Mother Mary, so many that you honor. There is love. There is the desire for communion. And so as you open up your heart to receive, you will recognize, indeed, separation is an illusion. And the gifted ones, those that come to proclaim the gifts of entitlement. There is motivation there as well. Yes, you would like to partake. Some of you would like to increase the psychic skill. When is my third eye to arrive? You ask our dear channeler. So there is easy motivation there as well. Yes? Seek to understand through the heart, to be willing to learn, to be willing. You are quite entitled. This is quite a hefty group. If we could display the spiritual diplomas for each of you, you would get started right away. You would not fear. There would be no need. But you still wonder who you are. You still doubt. And so we come and remind. We come and remind. So let us seal this transmission of light, of empowerment, of joy, of remembrance. We bring forth the remembrance that as you open up each day and delight delight in welcoming your higher self, your divine self, to know more about the truth of you, to be willing to know, to be willing to know. You will recognize who you are in truth, and you will stand proud. You will stand ready. Receive. Receive on behalf. The multidimensional aspect of self, it is growing, yes? You are having the dreams. You are having the remembrances. This is good. It shall continue. Life is not stationary. At each moment, you have opportunities to receive additional aspects and focuses of yourself. The self that was the seer, the self that was the ascended master in a coexistent lifetime. Let us release this past association, past. This means linear. This means linear. Coexistent, occurring now, easy to reach, easy to fellowship with. Enjoy these times of remembrances. Enjoy. Be willing to allow love to dictate. You may need to pause, gather the breath, and remember why you are here, why you have agreed to incarnate, to bring forth love, to bring forth the truth, to end the belief in separation, to bring forth oneness. You come here together and you gather your energies, your resources. This brings forth the meeting. Please know, our channeler, she has not a clue what she will bring forth. What are you speaking of today? She is in the dark like you, because you, as a unified energy, coalesced energy, decide what truth you are ready to receive. Own that power. Understand your creative force. You must understand how you are creating this experience, all experiences. Dance the dance of forgiveness and light. Be true to your higher self. It is scary at times, but it is also beautiful at times. It is majestic at times. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And so it is. Such lovely beings of light we have here. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go around. You are invited to ask a question, and or we will just simply best bless you with heavenly guidance. So we'll begin with Carmen and see how we can be of help.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
Thank you for that. It was awesome. And a message, please.